The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
An acting coach once told me that to really understand a character, you have to climb into their skin and walk around in it. Ew. Just ew. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
She moved away from Jersey with a dream she must fulfill. She had all of the ambition and yet zero of the skill. She set her sights on stardom, it's a scratch she had to itch. And if Holly was not careful, it's about to be her bitch. Welcome to the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dear Diary, casting is underway for a new Colin Farrell movie called Extreme Absolution. It's the story of a deranged Irish priest who goes on a murder rampage in his confessional booth.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 5 months since my last confession.
Say 2 Hail Marys and prepare to eat lead.
Anyways, they're looking for a lady churchgoer, and the part requires an Irish accent. Now, I know Hollywood has a terrible history of casting actors across racial lines, and I wanted to be sensitive to it. Should I go out for an Irish role when Kitty Kinnicky, that's my real name, isn't Irish? Like blackface and yellowface, would I be accused of freckleface? That could wreak havoc on my Instagram account. Luckily, my manager Dave had a great solution.
Take one of them DNA tests.
How's that gonna help?
It'll tell you your background. Maybe ease your conscience. You find out you got a drop of Irish, you're good to go. We're all mutts, you know, Lottie.
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. Let's both do it. Yeah, I've been wondering where I get my good looks. Feel like I got some Greek in there somewhere. Definitely Italian. Maybe Brazilian.
So Dave and I did it. We swabbed the insides of our mouths.
Say ah. Got it.
And we sent off our DNA to be analyzed. Not long after that.
Lottie, Lottie, open up.
Okay. Keep your shirt on, Dave.
Ta-da! I hold in my Grecian hands our DNA results.
Oh, exciting! I bet I have Egyptian. A past life therapist once told me I was Cleopatra reincarnated.
Ah, eye on the prize, Lottie. You just have to hope there's a drop of Irish. Okay, what do you got?
Well, let's see. Ooh, boy, there's a lot. Albanian, Algerian, Bolivian, Canadian. Oh, Danish.
Skip to the eyes.
Here it is. Irish. Oh. It's only 2%.
Hey, 2% milk is still 100% milk, right?
Wow, I had never thought of it that way.
2% is enough to give you street cred to do this Irish part.
Yeah, no one will accuse me of cultural appropriation now. How about yours? Any Greek?
Well, let's see. No Greek, no Italian, no Brazilian.
What'd you got?
I got Neanderthal.
No kidding. That's interesting. What else?
That's it. Just Neanderthal.
That can't be right. On the other hand, it does explain the toe-knuckle hair.
I guess I'm a purebred, right? 100%.
Sure, that's a way to spin it. But getting back to me, I'm gonna go up for this Irish roll.
Cool.
Only thing, the Irish accent.
What about it?
I don't know how to do it.
How can you not know how to do an Irish accent? It's one of the easier ones. I love my Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Remember those commercials?
They're magically delicious. Did that sound Irish?
Sounded more head trauma than Irish.
Crap.
Not to worry. I'll find you a dialect coach. They'll help you work it out. Meanwhile, own up on Irish Spring commercials on YouTube. Look at his green and white stripes with two deodorants to make a manly man fresh and clean.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
Are you sure that's not racially insensitive? I mean, it just sounds a little like...
I'm gonna be racist. I'm Neanderthal. We were here before anybody.
So, Diary, I let Dave do his manager thing, and he did come through. Hey, Dave.
Listen, Lottie, I found you a dialect coach. Very reasonable price on Craigslist.
Craigslist?
She comes highly recommended. She goes by the name, get this, Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy.
Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy. Huh. Well, that does sound pretty Irish, I guess.
More Irish than a leprechaun fighting his pot of gold. I'll DM you the address. Your appointment's tomorrow. Good luck of the Irish to you, lassie.
So, dear diary, I decided to give the dialect coach a go. It can't hurt, right? Let's see. 9611, 9613. Oh, here it is. 9615, North Gower. The Dialect Academy of Hollywood. Huh. Doesn't look like much. I don't know. Diary, there I was, reverting to my old bad habits of judging and self-doubt. My personal swami and lifestyle guru, Tiffany, would scold me if she had heard me. She's like this super old soul who studied in India with this famous Maharishi. She travels on astral planes and everything. She practices wisdom zaps, which are these mind-blowing, centuries-old teachings that the ancients used to practice. She'd say, "Do it, Carlotta. Just go for it. Don't be a negative Nancy. Be a positive Patty. I wondered if I should call her. Do an emergency sesh right there on the street.
Hello?
Tiffany, it's me, Carlotta. Can you squeeze me in for a real quick session right now? I'm kind of mid-crisis.
Wow. Carlotta, you caught me in a semi-hypnagogic state. I'm about to do some astral projection, but if you Venmo me $50, I'll re-enter my body and I'm all yours.
Doing it right now. Just went through.
Got it.
Ooh. Okay. I just teleported back inside my body. Now, what's going on, doll?
I'm outside this dialect coach's place, and there's this gig that I really want. But this place, it just looks so sketch. Mm-hmm. And Dave set it up, and I'm just like...
Okay, I got it. Right now, I want you to listen, Carlotta. You listening?
I am.
Listen and breathe. Are you ready to be wisdom zapped?
I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Do it, Carlotta. Just go for it. Don't be a negative Nancy. Be a positive Patty.
Ah! Oh my God! Tiffany, you're the best. The best.
I know.
What would I do without you?
You'd continue to be lost.
Thank you. Love you. Oh, you're a lifesaver.
Okay, doll, gotta go.
Mwah! Okay. Deep breath, Carlotta. Let's do this.
Yes, may I help you?
Hi, I'm Carlotta Botox. I have an appointment with Bridget.
Yes, please, come in.
Welcome. I am Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy.
I'm sorry?
I am Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy.
You are?
This is what I said, no?
Okay, sorry. I thought, you know, you'd be Irish.
What kind of question? Of course I am Irish. You have come here for Irish dialect coaching, yes?
Yes, yeah, sure, it's just that I thought...
Please, you want nice cup of tea? A bit of Irish soda bread? It's me grandmother's recipe straight from County of Cork. It's grand with a spot of marmalade. You would like?
No, thanks. It's just that, did you grow up in, I don't know, Eastern Europe or something?
Eastern Europe? What would give you such a daft idea? My, you are a bit of a wanker, having a piss at my expense, are you?
No, you just don't sound like what I expected.
Oh, really? What did you expect?
Well...
Please, indulge me.
Well, I thought maybe more like... I love me Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious.
Lucky Charms. What's next? You ask me if I know any leprechauns? Or where is the pot of gold, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend. Maybe we can start over.
Okay, fine. Give me pages.
My script pages, okay. Here you go.
Start at the beginning and go.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Stop! This is abortion. Listen and do like I do, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Bless me, Father.
Father.
No, listen. Bless me, Father. For I have sinned. Sinned.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Listen with ears. Bless me, Father.
No!
Hopeless! It's hopeless. Cholera jasna, nic nie rozumie, nic po prostu, niech to szlak jasny zaleje, co za zła uczennica.
Do you want me to do it again?
No!
Well, diary, by the time my session with Bridget, Mary, Margaret ended, I was well prepared for my Colin Farrell movie audition.
Okay, Carlotta Botox? You are auditioning for female churchgoer. Please begin when you're ready.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Okay. Thank you? We'll be in touch.
Oh, that's it? I can do more. Less?
Less. Much less. Like, as in, no more.
Okay. In the end, diary, I didn't get a callback for the Colin Farrell movie. But it wasn't a total loss. What I did get was a deeper appreciation of the Irish culture from the Emerald Isle's own Bridget Mary Margaret O'Shaughnessy. While my session with her started out tense, we ended up pals after she busted out some Irish whiskey.
To Ireland!
Na zdrowie! It was the weirdest Irish whiskey I'd ever tasted. It was clear and tasted like vodka. Who knew?
Now we are going. I'm going to teach you something very important. Irish national anthem. Okay. Jeszcze Polska nie zginęła, póki my
żyjemy.
Co nowca przewód wzięła.
We got right and proper squiffy we did on this stuff. Squiffy. That is some authentic Irish slang right there. Ah, well, dear diary, that's it for today. Remind me to tell you about the time I broke into the makeup trailer of a major beloved American icon. Toodles and Nostrovia. Until next time.
Gird your loins. Here comes the credits.
Hey, everybody, this is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. If you'd like to hear a fun little bonus scene, then stick around until the very end of this show. The episode you just enjoyed starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. It also featured David Allen, Alexandra Konyak, and Chelsea Cuoca. It was written, directed, and produced by yours truly, co-produced by Laura Lipson, and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Full credits can be found on our website, carlottapodcast.com. please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Now the marching part. That's the most important part in the other marching when they march. They say, marsh, marsh, Dombrowski, Ziemiwoski, Dopolski, Dopolski. You go, oh, that's right. It's just like an opera. It's very passionate because it's Irish. In Ireland, we are very passionate about everything.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit DM2GM.com. DM to GM, get your game started.